by the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been up the garden looking around and said, "Oh, what about the weather?" I said, "Rain tonight." He said, "No, don't believe it'll rain tonight." We argued and had a little fun about it. And sure enough, that little drizzle was all night, just yeah. barely wet that little outside porch yeah. there, just down the top of it.
Right.
Next morning we got up there and it was the prettiest morning you ever seen. He had told me about that.
He got you that time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times up the mountain over toward Chatsworth, when it gets that real heavy white mist around it, what do you say the mountain is?
Well, that's fog.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of moisture on the ground and the sun rolls it out mm-hmm. and it goes up in fog.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it get that way very much over
yeah.
that way?
Yeah, it gets that way every now and then.
Can they still drive over it? Does it get
what?
Does it ever get bad enough they can't drive over it?
Sometimes they get to drive slow and turn on the lights.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, you know, sometimes, especially in the summertime, it just won't rain for weeks and weeks, and everything starts drying up, and you say you're having
a dry spell. Drought.
Mm-hmm.
Having a drought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they call it a drought.
That's what they call it. Now, when the wind's been real gentle and it's just not been blowing much, and then starts getting a little stronger and building up, you say the wind is
getting stronger.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about when it's just the opposite? When it's been strong and starts getting weaker and weaker, you say it's.
I always say the wind's calming down.
Do you ever say it's laying?
Yeah.
You've heard that. Now, sometimes, especially like in the fall, when you first walk outside in the morning, the air feels kind of, not cold exactly, but just a little bit, maybe, you might say cool, but there might be another word instead of cool. You might say,
Well, I wouldn't know just how to define it, but I know what you're saying.
Would you ever
about.
Say airing?
Yeah, that would
be the kind of, that would an answer
you'd be? Yes, it's a little air stir, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, that's what would be making it a little cool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be proper.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about when you go outside in the morning and you see white stuff on the ground, but it's not snow, you say we had a
frost.
Right. Now then the water in the pond is cold and so it
the vapor from that
mm-hmm.
is what makes the frost.
Mm-hmm. Now when it gets so cold that the water you said, "Oh, last night it got so cold that the water
froze."
Right. Now when it doesn't freeze all the way hard and it just freezes kind of on the surface.
We call that a skim of ice.
Mm-hmm. And then if you said, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze over.
Right. Yeah, that was. Now, oh, another thing I want to ask you, I forgot to ask before, about your house. That's your how high were the ceilings in that house? I meant to ask you that before. This one that we talked about out at Tails Creek, that was your boyhood house. About how high were those ceilings?
Well, I just couldn't have no idea much. I just sure wouldn't know what to say.
Now the rest of this stuff, it's just for, it's not really questions much. It's just mostly for, isn't too much more, but it's not a test or anything. This is just for pronunciation.
Yeah.
And I want you to count. Could you count to 10 for me?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now, the number after 12.
13.
And then the number after 19.
20.
And then the one after 26.
27.
Okay. Now, The number after 29.
30.
And the number after 39.
40.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one after 99.
100.
And then the one after 999.
That'd be... I just like one year being in the house.
That's right. Yeah. Now, if you were talking about a line of men, you know, and they were standing one in front of another, you'd say the man at the head of the line is the... If you were counting them off, you'd say, well, he's the... something man. He's the...
He's the first man.
Right, that's what I mean. And then after him's the...
second.
Yeah, so... Now, if a person says something more than once, you might say they say that